Indeed, greetings and welcome. Welcome, fellow guests. Welcome, fellow masters. It is imperative at this time that you journey with us. You see, you are an extension of us. We are made of the same stuff, the same matter, yes? So it is quite important as you join us to be aware that you and we are fellow travelers of truth. You see, the more that you identify with the awareness that you are an extension of the master energy, the master consciousness, you will easily have liftoff, you will easily have takeoff. So let us take a moment, shall we, and gather together in a quiet pause and reflection of this. In other words, you are not that far away from us. As you attune to this, as you reach for the stars, what you will find, dear ones, is that you have easy access to all of light, all of the life in the higher realms, in the higher awarenesses. You have the good fortune at this time to aspire as high as your destiny permits you. And who has the realm, who provides the glass ceiling, shall we say, and how far you can rise? Really, it is far and wide and broad as your imagination will take you. So take a quiet moment, shall we, and let us rise. Let us rise in the expectation of where we shall find you in consciousness in the next gathering. You see, we have high expectations. We have high expectations for each of you because each of you on a soul level have said yes to your destiny. You have said yes to your inner wisdom and your ascension plan. And so why not begin now? Why wait? It is a matter of faith, dear ones. It is a matter of searching within your heart to find the place that resonates with our holy words, that resonates with the pocket of energy that you are permitting yourselves to receive. You see, we caught you there. You were under the belief that somehow we were gifting you with something that was somehow precious and separate from your own truth. You see, what we are doing, we are the flash in the pan. We are taking a holy moment out of your linear reality, a slice of life, you may say, and we are broadcasting a true reflection to you. Yes, we are like the big gigantic mirror, you may say, that has come down to the earth atmosphere. However, it is a bit like the funhouse mirrors. Yes, when you look at in them, you may find yourself elongated. You may find yourself much larger and much wider and broader than your human body would appear. In fact, we are broadcasting to you your truth. You see, as you discern this, as you allow this, as you perceive this to be correct, what you are doing, dear ones, as we travel with the words, as we travel with the frequencies, is that you are attuning to your truth. You see, pardon our interjection, but in fact, this is what is at hand. You see, we bring you the words. It provides you the awarenesses, the upliftment, the yes, I really am getting somewhere. And we are also providing you the gas for the journey. The gas, dear ones, is simply a mirroring reflection. In other words, when you suit up to be lifted, when you suit up to receive our frequencies, to receive our vibration, in fact, what you do is you import yourselves to the future. You simply say, yes, I choose to adapt my paradigm belief system to incorporate this larger version, this grander version, this more real and expansive version of self. You see, it needn't take you any longer than this. It really is not something that, shall we say, is charted as a course that shall take the 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 years, you know, the projected plane. In fact, you have the good authority to rise in power today, tonight. It is really no big deal. what you do, dear ones, as the channeler so eloquently shared, is as you rise in power, as you rise in frequency, as you step up to your true vibratory nature, to your true self, well, indeed, there is a world of trouble, we kid. What we are referring to is that all of the stored blemishes, all of the stored energies, all of the falsehoods, all of the ego scripting, shall we say, is also amped up a bit. And so this is where you have the ebb and flow. It is a gradual process. However, it is speeding up. You may have noticed, yes, we have some days where the channeler simply looks up into the sky and says, can I give up? And of course, we have the holy chuckle. We ask her to receive the light and she presses on. The reason she has the pockets of the despair, the reason she has the small pity party, shall we say, we jest, we assure her we love her, is because, of course, as she grows into her full awareness, she is always also fully aware of the story she has been telling herself, lies, you see. It is the moments of despair that also provide the upliftment, yes? So as she attunes to the pockets of energy that tells her a falsehood about self, as she lives through the feelings, the memories, the guilt, the shame, the fear, what have you know, the normal drill. What she then has opportunity is to rid herself and purge of it once and for all. And this is the good news. So onward and upward, yes, you are all in a similar journey. She is simply your reflection. She is no better, no worse. The fact that she brings these words of wisdom and joy is simply her filling out her karmic role, her duty. It is time for her to show her stuff and reveal her true nature. And she is doing the likes that which you all are performing, yes? You all are being invited, reminded of your particular contracts, of the agreements that you made when you found yourself in Holy Mother Earth. Some of you have the contracts that will find yourself quite gifted in serving the many. Some of you have the great ability to lock in certain frequency codes that uplift many thousands, perhaps a whole country. You see, there is no one that is less important. You are all are needed to hold the crystalline grid, to fill the light, to fill the vessels that are amiss. You see, you are all working together. This is quite important. Some of you have this belief, this falsehood, that some are more advanced, some have the greater positions. Again, this is dream consciousness, is it not? So if you find yourself holding a more, a more popular or visible or noticed position, well, it is just a dream. It is just a position in a dream world, you see? It is a no thing. What matters, dear ones, at the end of the game is the matter of service. Have you listened and heard your clarion call? Have you stepped up and agreed to hold the frequency of the light? In truth, this is what will bring the ammunition to kickstart the new paradigm, the new joy for all your fellow travelers of light. So please, 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 we implore you. We have studied the channelers' egoic script quite extensively and have worked diligently with her to help her clean up some issues in this regard. You see, when the ego continues to penalize you, when the ego continues to build you down, well then it is only a matter of time that you will begin to jump to the other side. You see, job well done, job well done. It is not about a job at all. It is about service. It is about serving the whole. And the whole is of the priority. The whole is those that are imprisoned. Yes, the whole are those that in the dream world are about to lose loved ones due to the wars, due to the famine, due to the new upcoming natural challenges, shall we say. You see? So what you are doing is serving those that are unable in this dream time experience to serve themselves. You see? It is wartime for them. They are the ones counting on those with some more time on their hands, shall we say. You all may argue with us. You all may say, I do not have a moment to breathe. You see, life is quite challenging. We understand, and yet, you are the ones with the service call. Your lives have been laid out, shall we say, for you. You are destined to succeed, by the way, and we implore you to trust. Be it no accident, therefore, that you find yourself to these words, to these recordings. You see, you have ample time to listen to the recording, to read the transcription, to attend the meeting. And why is that? Because this is your real job. Whatever job you may attend to, well, that is fine, and we understand you need the golden coins to pay the rent on time. But beyond this, dear one, you have the job of the ascension. You have the job of leading the pack and being the first wave. That is your calling, and that is your true job and the reason for your incarnation, yes? So this is first and foremost, and again, this is not about the service to the ego, and we advise you to check this. So when you find yourself thinking that someone else has a better handle on this ascension process or has greater spiritual gifts, we ask you to have the good belly laugh and say, okay, ego, that was a good one. You see, it is simply the ego trying to knock you off where you truly are. You are a frequency holder and you are holding light. It is quite an important job and one that will be heralded as part of the great group of ascension, you see? Your frequency is needed, is required. It is simply a matter of opening up to truth, opening up to the light and to serve your fellow countrymen, to serve your fellow statesmen, and to recognize, to serve the one. You see, it is about being indiscriminate. In other words, no one must be left out of the golden plan of ascension. Imagine yourself to be the good witch, to be the good warlock, and you are the ones with the gifts of manifestation. You see, you are the seer that has the good fortune to be able to remedy things that have gone adrift. And can we all agree that things have gone adrift? Quite adrift, we would say. It is a no matter. You see, it is not about the troubles. It is not about the war. It's not about the state of the union. And it is not even about your particular bank account. It is about ascension. And what we can guarantee you, what we can promise you, is that as you take care of spirit's needs, as you take care of your spiritual travel, your spiritual journey, your spiritual truth, and your true spiritual occupation, shall we say, we promise you that your plan is in place to support you. You see, we will not guarantee you 5 Mercedes in your driveway. No, that would be ego needs, yes? But we can guarantee you safe travels. We can guarantee you you will not be in the way of the shotgun unless it is part of your spiritual journey to experience this. We can guarantee you you will have a place to rest your holy head at night so that you can get the good sleep and wake up and perform your spiritual duties. You see, you are divinely protected, you are divinely guided. That is what this journey is about. It is about first things first. And for you, dear ones, as you receive this message, as you receive this calling, it is about your ascension. It is about your forgiveness of the world. It is about the forgiveness of self. It is about releasing the identification with the ego once and for all. You see, you have been going in and out. You have been drifting in and out, shall we say. You have been amusing yourself with this spiritual class and that, with this spiritual teaching, with this program, with this interesting meditation. Yes, that was very nice. Now, what is for lunch? You see, it is the time of the call. It is the time of the hour. In other words, dear ones, the dress rehearsal is now over. It is the real thing. It is the real deal. And this is about using all your spiritual gifts, using all your spiritual powers, releasing the ego, releasing the past, allowing what is to come up to come up, and greet it with the assertion and the provision that the light will prevail. You see, things are not coming up to frighten you. They are coming up for healing, for clearing. So we ask you to import our truth when you forget yours. When you feel the feelings of the overwhelm, we ask you to turn to the light. We ask you to turn to the love. We ask you to take a walk out into the nature. Tune into a channel message. Tune into someone else's channel message. You see, there are many about the planet at this time with many treasured gifts from the heavens. Be there no accident that they have arrived. You are here to support each other in times of trouble. You are here to remind each other, your family of light, that your number one job on this day, on this earth, is about service. And we assure you again, as you continue to serve the light, you will be served. Now, there are some of you that are quite out of balance, and we would like to address this. In other words, you get so focused on the service, you forget to feed your holy self. You forget to make sure you have the adequate rest. You are needed, we kid you not. So if you are the first to go and not go in the positive way, well then where is our light worker? You are needed, you see? We can do without you if we must, but there is a lot of rerouting that has to be done, you understand. When a train derails off the tracks, well, there are a lot of people at stations waiting for trains, you see? So we do not mean to dismiss you as a linear being quite easily, quite flippantly. Of course you are important, but you get our drift. In other words, you are sorely needed, and it is imperative at this time that you groom yourself for self-mastery. If you were aware that there was a wonderful, very powerful, very enlightened master living in your domicile, would you not attend to his or her needs? Would you not make sure they have adequate nutrition, adequate rest? When they spend too much time in the crowds and the energies have just gotten the best of them, would you not make sure that they receive no other visitors until they have time for the prayer, for the meditation, for the clearing out of the energies? Perhaps you would lead them out the back door so they can enjoy the beautiful garden, the serene setting, and commune with self, commune with the higher self. You would take care to make sure all these good deeds were attended to, would you not? Well, dear ones, we would like you to take a good holy look around the room. We would like you to take a good holy look in the mirror. You see, dear ones, you are traveling with Master Consciousness. The Master Consciousness is within, and we guarantee you, whoever your friends of the day happen to be, they too are holding the Master energies, the Master frequencies. It is quite important that you take care of self and remind each of your dear, sweet friends and comrades to do the same. You see, nobody going down on the job now. You are all needed, yes? So we feel like we have imparted our holy wisdom to the best of our ability at this time. You see, we come in and reflect to you what your needs are most at every moment. There is no planned agenda for these meetings, by the way. It is not that we have prepared our script and our speech and we say, okay, here we go, they're filing in, let's do our job. We simply are a reflection of your collective consciousness. We bring to you what you are ready and requesting to bring to yourself. You see, we hold the space of enlightenment, and you bring to you what you are now ready to see, receive, what you are now calling to yourselves from your soul. Do you see? And we just respond accordingly. You see, we are all of it, and you can call to yourselves at a moment's notice whatever will be most uplifting, whatever will be most harmonious for your particular travel on any particular day. That is the reason why it has always been noticed that the different meetings have a different flavor. It is because of the needs of those visiting the appointed space and time. That is why, dear ones, there are some groups you have great excitement to attend and others that just don't tickle your fancy. It is why some messages suddenly call your attention. Let's read today's channeling message. I want to take a look. And others, not as much. You see, it is your own soul calling you back home. And if you witness, your soul Your soul carries a lot of wisdom and knows exactly what it is doing. So pay great attention, dear ones, at where you are drawn, what catches your eye. Pay attention and notice. You see, your higher self truly is integrating with the whole. Your higher self truly is leading, is guiding you, and is a source of refuge. It is a source of discovery. Remember, up to now, you have been led by this mind that believes in the linear, this mind that only knows the past. It is not that you can function in the linear life that you experience without the mind. It is about focus and priority. Allow the heart to guide you. Allow the higher self to whisper words of wisdom, words of direction. You will find yourself being led beautifully, and you will waste no time. There is no need to read all of the textbook anymore. You see, you can jump, you can be led to the exact pages that will be your next jumping point. You see, there is the belief that I must read every spiritual book in order to advance. I must take every spiritual class. You see, read and listen to every single word of a channeler. This is hardly required anymore. It is about following the master within. It is about being led by your inner guide. And it is about recognizing that you do have this truth. You do have the spiritual compass within. So we implore you to trust. We implore you to listen. We implore you to allow yourself to have full faith in you. You see? You are the embodiment of the Christ consciousness. Day by day, you are waking up to this discovery. Some of you are just marveling at your new gifts, at your new insights, at your new psychic abilities. Some of you are just beginning. Wherever you are in your travels, it is important to import the idea that you are enough. You see, when you attract the master teachers, when you attract the spiritual guides, the channelers, you are simply bringing to yourself your inner wisdom. It is an external representation of your own inner truth. So, at this time, we wish to extend further energetic support to help you on your travels, to help make the journey go a little bit smoother, ride the waves a little faster, shall we say. So we invite you to relax to the truth that you truly are enough, that you travel with the master teacher within, that all the teachers that you have ever admired, whatever master teacher, whatever religious background you may come from, whoever you hold up as someone with words of wisdom, with spiritual awareness, please understand that they are a reflection of the true you, the true self. There is nothing anyone that you have ever met or heard of or seen or listened to that has any connection that you do not have. As you allow yourself to agree to the statement, as you abide by this truth, you will expand in confidence of your inner master, of your inner teacher. And more so, you will be able to download your own gifts, your own wisdom, your own teachings, your own next book, we promise you. So we invite you to relax the cells, to relax the consciousness, to relax the part of you that still wonders, still doubts, still feel some of the pain, shall we say, of the linear experience. We request that just for the next few minutes, you let that all go and allow yourself to receive the joy, to receive the light, to receive the true upliftment of you. So relax, let go, and allow yourselves now the gift of truth. dear ones of the light, we ask you to let go one more time and to surrender even more fully now, to allow yourself to feel the true you, to marvel at how light you feel, how energetic you feel, how hopeful you feel. You see, the true you, the real you, already has you marked for ascension, and that is because it is already there. So, as you merge with this truth, with this consciousness, you will find yourself rapidly advancing simply into the awareness that you have everything you need. You have everything you need to meet every need that may ever come along. Whatever information you will ever need to know is readily available. Whatever directions, you see, it is all there simply by tuning within. So allow yourself the gift of this comfortability, of this new way of going, this new way of living. You are not just the linear being living in this world that can be tossed around. In fact, you are higher consciousness itself. You are the master, and that is what your awakening is truly about. So allow yourself to relax, to let go, and let us receive. Let us receive our truth. And so it is. Aww. Aww.
That was great.
Hi, honey. Do you want like a meditation cushion or something?
No.
Okay, because I have a couple in the back.
Well, thank you. Okay.
Okay. Okie dokie. All right. So let us do this. And you've got my email. My email, so in case anyone needs more information, then I just want to be able to see you. There we go. You can do that afterwards. Hi, nice haircut.
Thanks. Whatever they want to tell me, whatever they feel I should know.
Make my life so easy. Okay, one moment. You look better.
Thanks.
You look much better. Okay, one moment. And say your first name, please.
Joseph.
Oh, Lordy. Okay, one moment. Okay, so first of all, I just want to share this. So at the end of that attunement, I felt the Dalai Lama, who I actually believe is getting some health treatments or whatever, but regardless, he doesn't seem concerned about that when I tuned into him. He was here like he was just sitting on my lap here. It was just amazing. Just amazing. He's aware of us. He's aware of us. So I don't know what that's about, but he's definitely aware of this group. So I'm going to just say that. Yeah, I can feel that. So I just wanted to share that. Okay, so a moment, please. His energy is just amazing. Okay, so back to Joseph, who has equally amazing energy. So a moment, please. And say your first name again, please.
Joseph.
Okay, so take a deep breath in, please. And release fully. Okay, and say your first name, please.
Joseph.
And say it one more time.
Joseph.
And say it one more time, please.
Joseph.
Thank you. And say it one more time.
Joseph.
Thank you. If you saw the image in my mind, you would just laugh. I'm trying to figure out what they're trying to tell me. Joseph, say it one more time, please.
Joseph.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, so I'm going to start talking about what I'm seeing, and that's going to help me figure this out. I actually see Ganesh. Is that how you say him? He's a Hindu deity, and he helps you overcome like obstacles, things like that. He's actually the one with the elephant. Looks like an elephant. But your Ganesh has these headphones on. has headphones on. And the feeling, I'm trying to tune into it. That's why I kept saying, could you say your name? Because I'm thinking, I got the wrong person. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it wasn't going away. It still isn't. The feeling I get is that the feeling I have is it's muffling. I feel like that's saying that it's muffling the energy that would normally be provided to you.
I'm not hearing.
Somehow it's not coming through clearly, so they want you to clear it. So let me see what that's about. They're trying to help, and it has something to do with you clearing obstacles in your life. Okay, that looks better because the muffler things are off you. And say your name again, please.
Joseph.
And say it one more time.
Joseph.
Okay, I get it. I get it. Now I'm trying to put this into words. One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Joseph.
I've done this to you before, but I'm going to do it again. And I know you love me enough to put up with me. So I'm going to go to Elizabeth and then come back. And it has to do with, I can feel it, but I'm asking for... I'm asking for their verbiage to explain it to you, but what it has to do with, just so you know, is they're trying to help you receive the help and support you're requesting instead of blocking it. So I'm going to ask for them to reword it for me so we can receive it a little easier. Mm-hmm. But it's good. It's a good message. Well, hello. Yeah. Hi, you feeling better?
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And how can we help you?
Is my highest and best and all of our highest and best and best and
all. That's a good way to say that. Okay, well, Mama, please. And say your name, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time, please.
Elizabeth.
Is this like the doubters row here? Okay, and the reason I say it, and I'm part of the row, so, you know, I'm putting myself there as well. The reason they're saying that is they're saying don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt yourself. And say your name again, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time.
Elizabeth.
Thank you. You have, how do I say this to you? You're working with two energy streams, and one stream is, oh gosh, who is she? I don't know if this is like... I went to India last night or what, but I see this, I see this kind of like, she's, I don't know why I'm getting all these, Julie must be here. I'm getting all these like Hindu deities and I'm like, where's Julie?
That's what it is.
So funny. Okay, she's a beautiful goddess. I want to say she's probably like Lakshmi or somebody. I mean, she's just beautiful and incredible energy and incredible wisdom. And I actually see her as you. I kid you not. So when I'm looking at you, I actually see her. She is so powerful, I can't even begin to explain it to you. I've got these angel cards or goddess cards or whatever. And when I get Lakshmi, I always breathe because it's like fortune or it's something really, really, really good. So when you get her, it's like, oh, life's gonna be good. I can relax. So that's the energy, that's the positive energy that I feel like you're working with. And say your name again, please.
Elizabeth.
And it's really strong, really, really strong. Before you leave, let me bring it up on my phone to show you the picture that I'm looking at. It's beautiful, and she's not standing still, by the way. In the picture, of course, she's standing still. But in my image, she's moving, and the moving is really quite important because what they're talking about is all those energies cascading through you and moving beautifully through you. Okay, and say your name again, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time.
Elizabeth.
Okay, so what you're in the process of is releasing the doubt. And you're in good company, and this is why I'm in this little area right here, that we're just gonna get a hose and spray us down. Because I was channeling the other day. I mean, I kid you not, the things coming through, I was doing an individual session, the things coming through, it was just like otherworldly. And you know, and afterwards, it's like, did I make that up? And people are like, there's no way. And it's like, but part of me, it was the doubting. So, and say your name again?
Elizabeth.
Okay, so what they're asking you to do is like, just a week, play a game and don't doubt yourself. Just decide, I'm gonna walk in faith. Just to see what it's like. Just to see what that energy would be like to maintain it. Because they're saying what you're doing is you're doing a fantastic job. I don't know how else to equate this, but they want me to do this. I don't know why. So like in my left hand, I'm carrying this like cuisine, like made for kings and queens, like French cuisine or just amazing stuff. It's like $50 a plate for this incredible gourmet, you know, truffles from I don't know where they come from, but they're like $100 a truffle or something. Okay, and then over here are my French fries and hamburger from McDonald's. And so what they're saying that you do is you actually, and say your name again, please. Okay, you actually are learning. You are in the process of learning how to work with those $100 truffles. Like you're in the process of really bringing in that energy that would be the equivalent of this $50 meal. Then you put it down and then you go work with the McDonald's and it's like, okay, now I'm gonna hang out with McDonald's and French fries for a few hours, a few days, maybe a week and a half. Okay, now let's work and bring in the energies of the $50 meal. And so there's such like, there's such a disparity, there's such a broad, vast, difference with the energies. And they're saying it's not that I wish this upon you, but they're saying it's no wonder that you don't have vertigo or you get dizzy because you're working with such differing dimensional realities. And so it's a matter of trusting, because as you trust that you know what you're doing, and they're confirming, say your name again, please.
Elizabeth.
They're affirming that in fact you do know what you're doing and you are working with very high realm energies is what you're learning how to bring through from all your master lifetimes. And they're using times with the S. And so you're really recalling kind of like the ancient secrets that you know how to do. So again, this confirms what I said when I first met you, when you were trotting off to Brazil or whatever for John of God. And it's like, I know your mind needs to have that, but you need to know that you're already carrying all the power inside of you. It's fine to get that, but you already know what you're doing because you're just opening up to who you really are is what it is. But there's the linear aspect of you that has been, I don't want to say beaten down, but you know, has received the falsehoods of self. It has, and so that's the programming that it's like, how do I know how to do that? I'll go back to my French fries here. So they're saying that little by little, you know, eventually you'll get that. You're going to get the job of serving the kings and queens because you're going to recognize you're the queen and everyone is just a mirror of you. Okay? So they're saying, to kind of sum this up, is as you start walking on faith a little bit more, you're going to become, how do I say this? Let's say your name one more time.
Elizabeth.
Thank you. You're going to become friends with faith rather than with fear. It's not that you're still not going to have fear or the doubt. You will. But you're going to get to this place where you're going to start parting ways. And you're going to start befriending faith a little bit more. It's important. And they're saying it's time. And say your name one more time. And say it one more time.
Elizabeth.
You're opening up to like a new legacy, a new destiny. And it's really weird. I don't know why they want me to say this, but they do. My son's going through a situation where he's ready to part ways with something in his life because he's recognizing the vibration no longer serves him. And so as he has the courage to do that, what he's doing is he's opening up a new paradigm for himself, like literally a new world, because he's saying yes to it. That's what they're asking you to do, because they're saying at some point the dimensions are just going to be too far apart that you're not going to do this. They're not going to let you do this. But if you keep holding on to the French fries and hamburger, at some point you have to let go of the $50 meal because the stretch is going to just stretch you out too much, and you know it's just going to make you topsy turvy. So and say your name one more time.
Elizabeth.
Start making friends with faith. I know that sounds so simple and so trite and whatever, but you can do it. You can do it, and it's timely for you to do it. Just start agreeing, come into agreement with your true self. You may be scared. You may think you're like falsifying yourself, faking yourself. I mean, I did. I was just bringing in like otherworldly energy, like I didn't even recognize it. And at the end, I'm like, and everyone's like, oh my God, thank you so much. I'm like, did I just make that all up? Because it's scary to think that we are who we really are. And that's what it is. It's like you're scared to trust it because, well, someone's going to make fun of me. You know, I mean, who am I? Who am I? And the point is that is exactly right. Who are you? And that is the answer. That's the question that needs to be answered. Who are you? Who are you? And say your name again, please.
Elizabeth.
You're Lakshmi. You're Lakshmi. You're either actually holding Lakshmi's energy or you're like a comparable goddess. You played that role of actually holding that high level energy. I promise you. And that's why you have the healing abilities that you're growing into. Time to own it. All right. Got the recorder. We're good to go. Okay.
Tomorrow is February. So can you tell me any message for my higher best, any opportunities for February work?
They're saying you're wonderful every day of the week. Forget about February.
So any opportunities?
You're wonderful every day of the week. They want you to receive that. They really want you to take like a moment's pause, like we'll all wait. Take a breath and receive that. You're wonderful every day of the week. You need to know that. You particularly need to know that. Okay, so now I'm going to tune into you for the February forecast. I don't do psychic readings, just so you know. They don't provide that kind of information. But let me see what we can bring, which I'm sure is a lot for you. One moment. Okay, and say your first name, please.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
You're going places. You're going places. I don't mean literally, though you may be. And say your name again, please.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
I see you open. Why are you doing that? I see you opening doors, like opening door, like a new opportunity, and then you close it. And then you close it. Why do you want to close that? One moment, please. I was like, ooh, this is good. And then I'm watching you close. I'm like, no, don't do that. Okay, so that's why this is coming up to help you. So that's good. One moment, please. Okay, and say your name again, please.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
What are you scared of? What are you scared of? Let me tell you this. You're destined for greatness, I promise you. I mean, like, I will go on record and tell you that. You have nothing to worry about. it's just really growing into the energy of it. You know, so it's like these are your shoes, they just arrived. You have gorgeous shoes, of course, but you know, like here you have like princess shoes, Cinderella shoes, they have arrived, your foot fits in them, it is yours. No one's taken it away. So it's really a matter of extending yourself, growing into what you're destined to be. And it's just a matter of time, quite literally. So breathe and relax into that. I then watch you open a door. I mean, it's your opportunity. There's an opportunity coming your way. I don't know if it's February, March, I don't know, but there's an opportunity for sure that's already in your field. You open it and you close it. So I ask, like, why are you closing it? And it's fear. What are you fearful of? What are you fearful of?
Criticism, rejection. I don't know. This is what comes to my mind.
Okay, one moment.
Criticism.
I think it's bigger.
I don't know.
I think it's bigger, but I hesitate to put this on. Hold on one moment, please.
Just say it. Tell me.
I got Carrie, the coach. Just say it. Tell me I'm full of it. Whatever it takes. She's so funny. Just say it. Okay, one moment, please. Okay, and say your name again, please.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
I'm going to say it this way. One moment. Let me find words. And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
Don't make me cry. Do not make me cry. The feeling I get is what the fear has to do with if I succeed, my world's going to change. If I succeed, what's going to happen with my relationship? If I succeed, my whole world can shift, and I don't know if I'm ready for that. So if I close the door, then I don't have to deal with any of that other stuff that comes along with this whole package. And here's your problem. You're too psychic for your own good. That's your problem. In other words, you're aware that once you say yes to this new version of you, to your new vibration, there is going to be a shift in your life. There is. Now, you're talking to someone that's been scared of her shadow for years. So I get that. I've got my mother-in-law in my room. So for me to say that, it's like, it's a serious stuff. But here's the thing. It's going to lead to your happiness. And it's going to lead to everyone else's happiness, because if you keep yourself at a lower vibration than you really are, you are never going to be happy, and the people around you are going to feel that, and that will influence their lives. So it is scary because, oh my God, I feel like this is a heavy message, but it's the message that's due you. And say your name one more time.
Svetlana.
It's good. It really is good. I can't guarantee you that things aren't going to change and shift, because they're saying that's what it's all about. You're shifting, you're changing. You're like waking up to the awareness that, you know, all flowers are good. But it's like, you know, you've been put in the daisy box, and you're looking, and it's like, but I really look like a rose. And but I'm in the daisy box. I don't think I'm supposed to be in this box. And you're finally like getting ready to hop over into the rose box because you're a rose. And it's like, but I don't want to go there, because then that means I'm not going to be in the daisy box anymore. Okay. I don't know what it means. And say your name one more time.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
I feel like you have a lot of personal choice involved. I don't know that any of this means the demise of anything that you don't want there to be a demise of. I do feel like you're going to be working and operating from, and say your name one more time.
Svetlana.
From a happier place, from a more expanded place, from a place of greater wisdom, because you're going to be honoring your truth and your inner wisdom. It's due you. It's due you. But I feel like that's the reason. Like, I know it's like fear of rejection, criticism and all that. And say your name one more time.
Svetlana.
Okay, I don't make predictions, but I'm going to make a prediction anyway. You're going to do it. It's just a matter of time. But you can do it. So look at me holding onto the chair. But you can do it in your own timetable. You don't have to make any changes you don't want to make until you're ready to make them. So it's, but it is time to grow. Did that help?
Yeah.
And I have no idea what's going to happen in the month of February. All right, I say all that with love. I'm here if you want to talk later. Okay, honey. Hi.
Hi.
You're looking so gorgeous. And how can we help you?
Whatever it is you'd like to share.
Okay. You have wonderful energy. That's what I want to share. You really do. I feel like I sometimes I just want to hold a mirror up to you, and I'm like, do you get it? Do you really get how strong you are? I feel like your daughter's going to teach you how strong you are. You're going to look at how strong she is, and she's going to be like, I'm just like you, Mom. And the bell and the light's going to go off one day, and you're like, maybe she's right. Maybe that's true. I feel like that's part of her gift to you, is she's teaching you who you really are. I really do. It's really good, holy, and important. She's going to take you far, because I feel like she's going to give you the courage to do what you didn't have the courage to do before she arrived. That's what I feel like. Okay, but let me tune in and see what they have to say. Melissa, it is so huge. It is just so huge. Like, I just want to get a stool and just have you stand up there and be like, grow into your angel wings. Grow into your angel wings. All right, one moment, please. Okay, and say your first name, please.
Melissa.
And say it one more time.
Melissa.
Okay, so tell me about this Course in Miracles stuff you do. What do you do? What do you do? How do you do it? Do you still do it?
I stopped teaching.
You stopped teaching.
I stopped teaching because I took a full-time job.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you. But I'm still living it every day.
Good.
So I live it. A couple weeks ago, I subbed a class,
mm-hmm.
and it was probably my best class ever.
Uh-huh.
Because I was able to step up here.
Right.
And really just come from a good place. So
yeah.
It was a great class.
So
I feel like I'm being called to continue to teach. I'm just not sure how at the moment.
Okay.
My time is kind of...
Yeah. I totally get that. I'm here in between loads of laundry. Okay, so one moment, please. Which I have to remember to do when I get back. My mom, please. And say your first name, please.
Melissa.
And say it one more time.
Melissa.
And say it one more time.
Melissa.
They want to hear you. The masses, that is. They want to hear you. You have a gift. And I feel like by you subbing, like the pressure was off, you could just have fun. There was just no pressure. You didn't have to count how many people arrived, if they didn't, if you made any money, if you could afford the space you're rent. Like, you could just be in your truth. You can be in the place of spirit. And say your name again, please.
Melissa.
And say it one more time.
Melissa.
You can do stuff online, they're saying. You don't have to limit it to physical groups. You can do, like, online groups, online coaching. And say your name one more time.
Melissa.
You are an advanced spiritual being of light, and you have the ability to help others understand concepts because you just naturally understand things that they don't yet. And this one.